Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, as we know, we're all living in a world where sustainability and working with the environment will be key if we want to keep on top of climate change. One company here in the southeast is becoming a champion at local and national level in implementing policies that put climate change right at the centre of their business. I'm delighted to be here about 4 miles from Enniscorthy, standing in a field which is a solar farm, with my next guest, Michael Griffin from the Griffin Hotel Group. Michael, you're very welcome to the programme.
Great to see you, Bobby, and thank you for coming to Menarton to Wexford.
We're in the middle of a field, we're surrounded by solar panels, and this is a working solar farm.
Correct, yeah, so this is our first phase solar farm, which accounts for about 1,000 very large format panels and provides 40% of our electrical need for Menard currently, with a plan to extend that next year by significant scale.
Okay, so we're looking here. This is a big field, about 10 acres. You're halfway there. You're going to be putting as many panels again, but this will mean that you'll have no ESP bills.
Yeah, basically, when everything's working together and finished, it'll be about 85% of our full electrical needs for a year will be provided by our own solar farm. Well, across the company, so the three hotels.
So, and the way it works with AirGrid is that if you sell the energy, surplus energy that you have here to the grid, they'll allow you the carbon credits in your other properties.
Yeah, correct. We have to create a commercial relationship with an energy company. So we're actually working with Pinergy on the ground to do not only the installation, but the planning and also the commercial relationship. So as we supply the energy to the grid, we maintain the green credits for our supply, and then we can offset that against our consumption in our hotels in Kilkenny and in the Ferry Carrick Hotel, as well as Menard.
Okay. And in terms of the maths on this,
yeah.
We're looking at expensive kit here,
yeah.
Rolled out a large piece of land, the capital cost versus the energy savings in layman's language.
Yeah, if everything works according to plan, which is a big if, we're looking at about an 8-year payback,
right.
And it's the next phase is about 2.2, 2.3 million investment in the extension of the field for the next phase, which would be creating about 2.2 million kilowatt hours of energy per year.
And I assume with the rising energy costs that we've had over the last number of years, theoretically, the payback should be shorter.
In theory, but I would hope for all of us that that wouldn't be something we'd be benefiting from, because the cost of energy is already astonishingly high,
yeah.
in the Republic of Ireland.
What sort of energy bills does a 100-bedroom hotel kind of have on a monthly basis?
Well, I mean, to break it down into brass tacks, you're looking at about, on an annual basis, you're looking at somewhere between 150 to 250,000 euro, depending on consumption, depending
yeah.
on how many times the rooms are occupied and the plant and equipment being used. So it is a substantial cost for hoteliers and anyone in the hospitality sector. And as you know, the sector has been struggling quite significantly
yeah.
over the last number of years. And so the cost of energy is one of the key fundamental pillars that the hospitality industry is wanting the government to take a look at and trying to understand why is the cost of energy so high.
Yeah, you're looking at obviously the commercial aspect of it, Michael, but I know that this means a lot to you personally.
Yes.
In terms of the environment.
Absolutely.
And what you're doing for the environment.
Yeah, so myself and my brother, Lee Matheny, double bar name, but Lee Matheny and myself own the company, and we're both involved in river kayaking, ocean kayaking, which is Lee Matheny's gig, and I'm a cave diver. So from the very beginning, when we took over control of the company, we wanted to kind of figure out, well, how can we start lessening our impact on the environment around us? How can we leave the nature around us in a more healthier state than when we took it over? And so this is where we started planning out these schemes. That this is a project I've been working on since 2012 in theory, and application since 2016. And since 2016 to 2023, we've already reduced our carbon emissions by 44%. And I'm delighted to say, actually, we just got the first Irish hotel group have been awarded a STBI, Climate Paris Accord, target that's been approved, science-based. We've committed to reducing our CO2 emissions by another 53% by 2033, and this is part of that strategy.
Yeah, and it's really interesting that you've moved sustainability as a core pillar of your business.
Absolutely.
Like 10, 15 years ago, obviously you would have been worried about energy bills, but you wouldn't be thinking like this.
Yeah, it reminds me of that book in the 80s about the things they don't teach you in the Harvard Business School.
Yeah.
So this is like another chapter in things that you just never thought you'd ever have to deal with, but when reality is in front of you, you've got to make changes, and that's what we've done.
Okay, well, Michael, it's great to meet you and to talk to you again. This is a wonderful project, folks. You can't see it from the road. You could probably see it from the sky. But just again to say, standing in a field, solar panels as far as my eye can see, it's absolutely amazing. And Michael Griffin, you've been a great guest. And thanks for letting us into your world.
Oh, I appreciate it, Bobby. Thank you very
Cheers.
Much.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.